listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Pastor Nathan Metter. He's at St. John Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Wisconsin, and Assistant Coordinator for Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Metter, welcome to His Time.
Good to be with you, Andy.
Tell us about your work with Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Well, it was after the last convention, I was approached along with my partner in crime, Heath, who is from Trinity Lutheran in Warden, and we were approached about the possibility of serving as deployed staff in the area of Warden. And Heath and I thought about it for a while, and it came on board, and we've really been working toward a new understanding on how Synod works in the area of stewardship. In the early years, I'm in my 20th year of ministry now. And in the past, the Office of Stewardship, they were very good at developing and releasing great stewardship material. Oftentimes contained in a binder that would simply show up one day at the church office. But as we found over the years, those binders, oftentimes when they would come in unannounced and they would end up on a shelf and they would sit there languishing, and maybe perchance stewardship wasn't taught the way we should have taught it. So Heath and I, when we were charged with coming on with stewardship, we put our heads together and we really set a course for stewardship that is operating in the realm of human capital. We've got ample, wonderful resources out there, whether it's LCEF's Consecrated Stewards or some of the other services that come through the LCEF or the Foundation or some of the other excellent resources that are out there. But what we found was there was a number of pastors, a window of generation that included mine and Pastor Curtis's, that often felt ill-equipped and unprepared to lead stewardship in a local congregation. So what we sought out to do was to identify, with the help of district presidents and stewardship leaders in each district, a new generation of stewardship leader, guys who may even have been hesitant or felt ill-equipped. And we've been gathering them up, and we've offered them a couple of trainings now, and we're trying to expand the base that will enable us to get back into the parishes and reintroduce an authentically Lutheran teaching of stewardship, which really is nothing more than our responding to the immense and radical generosity of God revealed in Jesus Christ.
And so there was the recent training seminar, Stand in Your Vocation, if I remember. Yeah. Is that correct?
Correct. We just finished, not too long ago, we finished a training on the campus at Concordia Seminary. It was interesting being back on the grounds of the old alma mater for the first time in a while. but we brought in, this was actually the training that we just completed, was actually the second round. It was a year ago when we had Stand in Your Vocation Part 1. And that's when we gathered together approximately 100 pastors, many of whom who were established stewardship leaders within across the 35 districts of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but then also a large number of those men who were parish pastors actively serving and teaching the area of Christian stewardship, but maybe wanting more or seen as someone who could grow into being a leader in stewardship. So we brought them into a conference a year ago, and we laid out our vision of human capital, teaching stewardship from a uniquely Lutheran perspective, meaning tying it to our baptismal call to vocation. We're stewards by virtue of creation that we read in Genesis 1 and 2, but we're also stewards by virtue of our recreation, because in Genesis 3 we have what every other biblical scholar calls the fall into sin, which I call the first stewardship crisis. Our first parents reached out for and claimed that which belonged to someone else. They were no longer those who were guarding and keeping creation. They tried to claim creation as their own. Hmm. And as a result, all kinds of relationships were broken, and the relationship with God, the relationship between human beings, and the relationship with creation itself. And that is restored in Jesus at the cross. So now, as an individual steward, you and I, the baptized, we are called gathered, enlightened, sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit. And in that sanctification, we are restored to our role as steward. But that restoration is only possible because of the redemptive act of Jesus. And that stewardship then, because we are redeemed, that stewardship takes place using first article gifts, things in creation, whether it is our finances or more to the point, whether it's the various other sundry gifts and vocations that God gives us, whether it's those unique talents to maybe sing or to just simply care for our neighbor, being the hands and feet of Jesus to those around us, whether it's, you know, and beginning primarily in the home. And that's where the vocation idea comes. Stewardship begins as we manage all of those different relationships that God gives us under the umbrella of that new relationship that we have with Him in Jesus.
How did the attendance go for the seminar?
The remarkable thing was our goal when we laid out, when we kind of set out our plan 18 months ago, we said we're going to bring in these 100, we're going to train them, and we hope to get a third. We had almost 50. So we caught 50%, and we were just a shade under 50%. We had 48 guys who were there for the 2.5 days on campus. And then there were another 7 or 8 who wished they could have been there, but because we're dealing with parish pastors, you know, we have these minor inconveniences, you know, like funerals and weddings and other that prevented them from joining us. So, you know, it would not have been out of the realm had everything fallen the way it could have. We could have had double the response that we actually expected. And it was it's just tremendous. But Pastor Curtis and I were just overjoyed with the willingness of these pastors, not only to learn more for themselves, but at this point, the second round are guys who want to further the training, so in turn they can go back to their districts and get in contact either with their district president or their district board of stewardship to help other pastors and other congregations plug in to that uniquely Lutheran understanding of stewardship. So that we can use it for the sake of the kingdom.
How did they, what was the response from those who attended, and what did they leave equipped with?
The response was overwhelming. We broke it down into three basic areas. The first area is the practical area of how do you preach and teach stewardship? And that was an understanding, and that's where the guys really, you know, we gave them practical understanding. We brought in Pastor Mark Serberg, who is from Good Shepherd in Marion, Illinois, and then we also brought in David Peterson from Fort Wayne. And these gentlemen, we gave them a pericope, one of the assigned readings for a coming Sunday, and we asked them to prepare a stewardship sermon based on that text. How might we preach stewardship better? And then we did after we went through the service, and we did one as part of a Vesper service, another part of a noonday prayer service, and then immediately following it, we did a critique. We actually said, so here, this is what we heard. How might this help your preaching? And the guys were very, very enthused about that. And then the second section was a little bit more of the theological aspect to it. Pastor Wayne Knollhoff, who is with Concordia Seminary, and he's our predecessor at Synod. He is now with his placement director at Concordia Seminary, also the head of the Center for Stewardship at Concordia Seminary. He laid some of the groundwork for the theology. And then we heard a presentation from Joel Kluver, who is Central Illinois District Stewardship Executive, how these guys might be plugged into their district. And then they suffered through, they heard a presentation from me regarding the theology of transformational generosity. And then we ended that Tuesday session, that last session, with an on-fire presentation from Dr. Joel Bierman that was very well received. The guys were very energetic. And then on the final day, we had a half day, and we heard from our partners and how they might support stewardship ministry in the district and in the congregation, guys from LCEF and from the foundation. And the guys were just left energetic, asking, how can we carry this back to our district? And I think Pastor Curtis and my calendars will be filling up going forward.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much for sharing with us today. Resources that we can find maybe online or that would be helpful?
There is an A to Z reference. There's an A to Z reference on the LCMS. Go to lcms.org/stewardship, and they will take you to that page, and there are all kinds of resources and articles and emphases that can be done individually as well as congregationally. And one of the other exciting things that coming up in September, we're rolling out a brand new event called the Philippians Conference. I'm going out to Columbus, Nebraska to present the first one of those in September. And it's an opportunity where circuits can get together, bringing in their pastor and their stewardship leaders or their congregational leaders, and we walk through a version of what we took the pastors through, talking about how stewardship, how we might raise up Lutheran understanding of stewardship in the individual congregation. And there'll be some more information on the website about how congregations and pastors can find a way to host that in their area.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Metter, for being our guest and sharing with us about stewardship and this recent training seminar, the National Stewardship Training Seminar, Stand in Your Vocation. Thanks so much for your work and for sharing with us today.
Glad to be here, Andy.
God's peace.
God's peace to you, too.